A small crowd has gathered, which means there's only one person that could possibly be here. It's Rob Koenig.
Hey!
How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific, but I just heard some terrible news.
What's that?
Y'all did not do the quiz today.
No.
I came over fully expecting to take home the prize today.
We did something special because I got my own back, finally, on Phil. After 10 years of trying, I got my own back on Phil and did a special quiz with him. Which he actually annoyingly did quite well at. So
he kind of knows music.
Well, it wasn't even, it was just about Wickham. Just about Wickham, and he did really well. It's very annoying.
It is. Well, he's annoying in many, many directions.
That's very I'm going to clip that and save that. Thank you, Rob. How are you, though? All good?
I'm great. We've had a fantastic week. I came over last Sunday, or Monday. Gave me a chance to do a lot of projects that I'm very interested in. Meeting with trust officials to talk about how we go forward. Having a chance to meet with Sir Edward Dashwood about the possibility of the new road. Had a chance to meet with Gareth Ainsworth and Andrew Howard to talk about the composition of the team as we end near the end of the transfer window. I went over to try and help some of the players with their skill set. Not a single one picked up on the offer. Heads will roll. But, yeah, it's been a great week. And, of course, it was interesting to watch the boys on Wednesday night because we put out a team of very, very young kids. And the thing that I think Pete and I both feel particularly gratified about is sort of the insistence on this developmental squad. I think it's going to pay huge dividends.
Yeah,
it already is.
Yeah, we saw it on Wednesday with some of the players that are just showing what they can do. Well, let's talk about the season so far, because I don't think we've actually spoken to you yet so far this season on a Saturday. So how are you? You know, six games in now, how are you feeling?
Well, five games in, right?
Five games. I was just testing you. You passed.
I passed. Look, I told this to Gareth this morning. I'm more excited and confident today than I was the day the season started. You can go back and look. You look at the Shrewsbury game. I still am befuddled as to how we did not come away with at least one and surely 3 points out of it. And if we had done that, everybody would be walking around with their chest out and puffing about. It's a 46-match season. One of the lessons we all need to understand is that no one match is that important, and all matches are equally important. And so let's see where we are another four, five, six games into it. But I'm feeling pretty good. But you got to perform on the pitch. All of my belief, and one of the things that has been a very interesting dialogue this week is sort of the conundrum of Koenig's incessant optimism versus realism versus what should the standard be. And, you know, some people, I think, get a little tired of me saying we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But I think, by and large, we've measured up. When you look at the 135-year history of the club, the best 3 years in terms of performance have been the past three. So I'll take that.
I also think, though, if you were saying, oh, we're not going to do it, what's the point in that? You know, you've got to be positive, just like Gareth. You know, he's always positive. You know, on Wednesday he said, you know, he's had to speak to some of the boys about some of the things, but even then he was always positive.
Again, to your point, suppose I had started the season and saying, well, I really hope we avoid relegation. That's a hell of a standard, right? I mean, if we're going to be fighting against relegation, you already know that you had problems, and we have too much talent. We really do. If you look at our talent, and remember this, we haven't had a complete squad. Six of our possible 11 still are injured. Think about that. But when Tafazoli's available and you have Mawson back there and you throw in Farino, that's a pretty tall trio in the back. And then you have, I think, in Gape and Scowen, about as good a midfield as you can get. Certainly capable of playing in the championship. You put Vokes up front. You got Annis to one side. You got Cleary to the other side. You got David coming off. I mean, pretty good team.
Very, very good. I think we'd be booed off if we didn't talk about the question and answer session on Wednesday and the news of the road, which I think, you know, obviously there's still a long way to go. This is only sort of the beginning and the talking to Lord Dashwood. But I think even that has just given people a glimmer of hope, because as you said, without the road, we can't do anything else with the stadium.
Well, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. In fact, I think some people were kind of taken aback that I mentioned the road development already. The important thing is Sir Edward has been very good in, you know, we already used part of his property, in being very direct with me about what he wants and our need to do it right environmentally. We're going to do all of that. I think that we will be in front of the Planning Commission within the next several weeks. And apparently, I'm learning British law now. It's not as easy as one might hope. We got to do an advanced planning and then the real planning, and then we send it in. But certainly, I would hope by the first of the year, we're putting the road in. Neil and I already talked about at what point can he begin doing it. We're going to start bringing the contractors on. The reason that that's important, this is a 10,000-seat stadium, but we're only allowed to use 9,250. I know people say, well, why do you need it if you don't sell out? It is a fact of life that what you need is comfort, and you need the ability to do it. And this 32-year-old stadium needs a lot of revitalization. As we go down the road, we'll be announcing plans for the revitalization of the Frank Adams Stand to make it more fan-friendly, the terrace to make it much better so that it complements and overwhelms the visitors' side, because it's annoying that they have such good acoustics and we don't. And then on this side, we've got a way to bring the entire fan base much closer to the pitch, so that if you think about it, and again, here, why don't you stop me when I'm getting ahead of myself?
I'm enjoying it.
I mean, no, but think about it. We're going to turn this much more into a Coliseum type arena where fans are directly involved with the play on the pitch, and that they'll be much closer, they'll be able to see it much better, and of course we'll be able to enhance the bathrooms and the concession areas and the like.
But it also gives you strengths as well, that you can do more things with the stadium as well going forward.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, you're gonna want to have more concerts and the like. You always want to be sensitive to the neighborhood, so we're not gonna come in every other weekend and have a concert, but we'll have a few of those things. The other thing that's really important is we have now agreed to put in a new pitch. This pitch has not been, we take it apart since Missy and Pete and I got involved. We take it apart every summer and redo it, but the underlying heating system and all of that needs real work. We're going to strip it all down. We're going to put in all new stuff. And we have met with the agronomist consultant this week. It's really, for those of us who like pitches, it's really exciting stuff.